Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Greatness that begins in the heart. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 2:1. There is something remarkable and unexpected about many who receive that cherished accolade, Tower of Strength. They are neither towering physically nor strong emotionally. David Brainerd was one such individual. Though physically weak and given to periods of depression, Brainerd was greatly used by God among the American Indians. Read carefully as Jonathan Edwards, who cared for the dying young missionary, probes the inward strength behind this quiet giant. Walk with Jonathan Edwards, a colonial American preacher and theologian in the 1700s. That Brainerd's temper or constitution inclined him to despondency is no reason to suppose that his extraordinary devotion was simply the fruit of his imagination. Certainly, his natural disposition had some influence in his religious exercises, as it did in the lives of King David and the apostles Peter, John, and Paul. There was undoubtedly some mixture of melancholy with true godly sorrow and real Christian humility, some mixture of the natural fire of youth with his holy zeal for God. In spite of these imperfections, every careful reader will readily acknowledge that what is here set before him is a remarkable instance of true piety in heart and practice, and that it is most worthy of imitation. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14 through chapter 2, verse 13.
You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. You know very well in how many ways he helped me in Ephesus. 2 Timothy 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
Edward's words are from the introduction to the life and diary of David Brainerd, a remarkable account of one man's walk with God. No matter what your age or personality, you can walk with God as David Brainerd did. You may not look like a tower of spiritual strength, but you can be one by cultivating your relationship with God. Your appearance may be unassuming, your manner quiet and reserved, but remember, greatness in God's sight begins in your heart.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.